is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
Americans freed by North Korea arrive in the United States, and South Sudan warring factions agree on unity government. I'm Bill Michaels in Washington. A plane carrying two Americans freed by North Korea has landed at a military base in Washington State. Kenneth Bay and Matthew Todd Miller flew home in the company of U.S. National Intelligence Director James Clapper, who worked to gain their freedom. Bay was met after the plane touched down at McCord Air Force Base by his family. Bay had been in detention since 2012 on a conviction of anti-government activities while leading a group of tourists. Miller was also greeted by his family. He had been in prison since April for tearing up his tourist visa in the Pyongyang airport and demanding asylum. The exact circumstances of the Americans' release or with whom Clapper met are not clear. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar have agreed on a power-sharing formula and a deal to establish a national transitional government that would help steer the world's newest nation to elections. The two warring leaders also called on their troops for an immediate ceasefire Friday during the ongoing peace talks in Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa. The Electoral Commission of Zambia has begun preparations to organize a presidential election to replace the late President Michael Sata as required by the Constitution. The Constitution enables the ECZ to administer a new vote within 90 days after the death of a sitting president. The election is now scheduled to be held in January. This is VOA News. Safe burial procedures are considered key to reducing the transmission of Ebola in the three most heavily infected West African states. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The World Health Organization says the majority of Ebola infections in West Africa occur during unsafe burials. This is because a person killed by Ebola is most contagious right after he or she dies. WHO Ebola expert Pierre Formenti says burial rites that require directly touching or washing the body make family and community members vulnerable to contracting the Ebola virus. The WHO says safe burial practices are not enough to curb the epidemic. It says efforts must continue to isolate Ebola victims in treatment centers and to trace the contacts of those infected. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Today marks the 25th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall, and current and former world leaders are marking the occasion with warnings of continued divisions among major powers. U.S. President Barack Obama issued a statement saying Russia's actions against Ukraine are a reminder that there is more work to do for Europe to be whole, free, and at peace. Former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev said Saturday that the world is on the brink of a new Cold War and that some say it has already begun. At an event commemorating the Berlin Wall anniversary, Mr. Gorbachev said bloodshed in Europe, the Middle East, against the backdrop of a breakdown in dialogue between major powers is of enormous concern. Japan's foreign minister has met formally in Beijing with his Chinese counterpart for the first time in more than 2 years amid diplomatic efforts to ease tensions between the two countries. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry plans to meet today with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif with a deadline for a nuclear deal with Iran just 2 weeks away. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton will also sit in on the talks in Oman. U.S. officials say U.S.-led airstrikes hit a convoy of Islamic State vehicles near the Iraqi city of Mosul Saturday. They say the 10-vehicle convoy was moving near a gathering of Islamic State leaders. U.S. officials could not confirm whether Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was among the leaders thought to be at the meeting or if any of the group's leaders were wounded or killed. European monitors in Ukraine say they are very concerned after seeing convoys of heavy weapons and tanks in separatist-controlled areas of Ukraine. The Swiss foreign minister said he is worried about a resurgence of violence. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Voice of America.
One. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.
Like a lot of trying me, cause they trying to take my baby. Oh, what the hell, no. So now you really better check yourself. Messing with my girl is bad for your health, then. So you know you will be dealt with. Better find your own.
London, congratulations, Taylor Swift. She's done it again. Her new album, 1989, has sold 1.3 million copies in its first week and has become the fastest-selling album in 12 years. The CD sold more copies than last week's 70 biggest-selling albums combined. 1.3 million. Her last album, Red, sold 1.2 million its first week back in 2012. The previous album, which was the fastest selling CD, was The Eminem Show in 2002, which sold 1.3 million, but in 2 weeks. So congratulations, Taylor Swift, on yet another accomplishment. Don't shake it off.
I'll see y'all too late. Got nothing.
the dirty, dirty cheats of the world. You could have been getting down to this sick beat. My ex-man brought his new girlfriend. She's like, oh my god, but I'm just gonna shake. And to the fella over there with the hella good hair, won't you come on over, baby, we can shake, shake, shake. Yeah.
Superman, they gon' remember me. I think I know I can. Who says it's hard to reach? Who's gonna stop me on the road to success? I don't know. They try to break me down, but I'm still on my feet. City's full of life, so why is it hard to breathe? Oh, why did God create this world so unfair? I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I can't run, I can't crawl. And sometimes I feel like I ain't nothing at all. Life is a journey where you stumble and fall. But I'm okay when I lie down in your arms.
Chose his past, it's moving without me. Who doesn't want a machine so they can go back in time? I don't know. My time went by too fast. There's no one left for me. I've got a 9 to 5, and it gets the best of me. This is the life I'm gonna live to the end, but I'm okay when I lie down in your arms.
When I lie down in your arms. When I lie down in your arms. Sometimes I feel like I can't run, I can't crawl. Sometimes I feel like I ain't nothing at all. Life is a journey where you stumble and fall. But I'm okay when I lie down in your arms.
And more on VOA1.
I still hear your voice when you sleep next to me. I still feel your touch in my dream. Forgive me my weakness, but I don't know why. Without you, it's Your arms are my castle. Your heart is my sky. They wipe away tears that
Oh,
Jason Derulo, he actually spells his name in a French way and says that many people had trouble pronouncing it, so he decided to spell it phonetically, Derulo, D-E-R-U-L-O. I'm Larry London on VOA 1 with JoJo. Leave Get Out.
JoJo's a remix.
Yeah. I've been waiting all day for you, babe. Won't you come sit and talk to me? And tell me how we're gonna be together always. Hope you know that when it's late at night, hold on to my pillow tight. You think of how you promised me forever. Can make me feel this way. No, no. It's just a chance to say. Be so cold, yeah. Go behind my back and call my friend. Boy, you must have gone and bumped your head. Because you left the number on your phone.
All your perfect
out new music this week.
New music ready to download
on the one.
VOA 1.
Singer Fall Out Boy Patrick Stump became a first-time dad a couple of weeks ago when his wife gave birth to a little boy named Declan. So congratulations to Patrick and his wife. That was Centuries. I'm Larry London, Kaiza Hideaway here on VOA 1.
Higher than I've ever been before. I'm holding it back just one shot, I'll give me more.
Mush it.
looking for. But you're just a hideaway, you're just a feeling. You let my heart escape beyond the meaning. But even I can find a way to stop the storm. Oh, baby, it's out of my control. What's going on?
Yeah.
The Fray from Denver, Colorado, over my head. This is VOA 1 with Jesse J, Ariana Grande, and Nicki Minaj. You down. She's beautiful. Rita Ora. I don't know what Calvin Harris was thinking when he let her go. I'm Larry London. Here's the late, great Aaliyah on VOA1.
Been a long time, long time. Wishing to left you. Without a dope beat. Step two. It's been a long time. Wishing to left you. Without a dope beat.
To me, what would you say to have your way? Would you give up or try again? If I hesitate to let you in, now would you be yourself or play a role? Tell all the boys or keep it low. If I say no, would you turn away or play me off? Or would you stay? Oh, don't worry. Dust yourself off and try again. You can dust it off and try again. To me, but I can't let it go so easily. Not till I see where this could be eternity or just a week. We know our chemistry is off the chain, it's perfect now. But will it change? This ain't a yes, this ain't a no. Just do your thing, we'll see how it goes. Oh, don't you see? Yeah. Dust yourself off and try again. What about the next day? Say you don't wanna throw it all away. Bugging on the first day. What about the next day?
Step two. first impression.
Coming closer.